We have been discussing various aspects of jhanas, and this is the formula of first jhana. Tonight I like to start with this and proceed with the rest of the jhanas, so that we will have a rough idea about the factors and factors of jhanas. We all talk about factors of jhanas. In this formula, quite secluded from sense pleasures, secluded from unwholesome state of mind, one enters and dwells in the first jhana, which is accompanied by applied thought and sustained thought, with rapture and happiness born of concentration, born of seclusion. We discussed in yesterday we discussed seven other steps prior to jhanas. And all these seven steps make jhanic attainment possible. Quite secluded from sense pleasures. So one who wants to practice jhana has to be separated from the engagement on in sensual pleasures, at least during the time one is in that state. That means one has to clear the mind of sensual pleasures at that time. Should not think of the sensual pleasures that one had engaged in the past, nor should one think of them after what that they are going to engage in it after that. So the mind can be remain clear, because sensual pleasures, as we mentioned yesterday, is a hindrance. That is called hindrance of sense desire, kama chanda. So one has to temporarily, at least temporarily, must be free from that. Sense pleasures means thinking of sensual objects and thinking of the objects that one has seen, heard, smell, touch, taste, and thought. These things, sometimes people, when we mention these things, people sometimes say that as lay people we cannot practice meditation, we cannot practice jhanas, because we are engaged in sensual pleasures. But lay people can attain jhanas if they temporarily learn to forget these things. It is not very, it's not impossible, although it is difficult. Not impossible, I say, that when we determine, make a commitment and decide, well, this is what I'm going to attain. Once you have made that commitment, determination, then you can forget it. It is just a matter of forgetting, temporarily, you know, putting it out of one's mind, temporarily. Don't think of your parties, you know, going to clubs. We don't consider these things some kind of sins. But for this very particular purpose, those things would be a hindrance. So that much I must mention for people to feel it little comfortable, easy. Otherwise people always think, how can I practice jhanas because I have to go for party. I have to do such and such a thing. We are not asking people to completely cut off from all these things and live monastic lives. Second, secluded from unwholesome state of minds. What are the unwholesome states of minds? Especially all the other remaining hindrances. Sensual pleasure is one hindrance, and other four hindrances are meant by secluded from unwholesome state of mind. What are the other four hindrances? Sleepiness and drowsiness, doubt, restlessness and worry, and hate. These are other unwholesome mental states. This means before one makes a serious attempt for attaining jhanas, one must overcome the five hindrances. You got to overcome five hindrances before you start jhanas. While you are in jhana, you cannot overcome hindrances. It is impossible to overcome hindrances while you are trying to attain jhanas. Before you come to attain jhana, before you start practicing jhana, you got to overcome these hindrances. That means prepare yourself before you come for meditation, for this particular meditation. At least prior to sitting for this particular meditation, one has to forget these things. Then one enters and dwells in the first jhana, which is accompanied by applied thought and sustained thought with rapture, happiness, born of seclusion. Now, I want to mention a few more things about these factors. I said applied thought and sustained thought. These are thoughts, not just state of mind or just consciousness without any thought. And therefore, when we attain this level, don't expect your mind to be totally free from thoughts. As sometimes people think, as soon as you attain the first jhana, all your thoughts will disappear. It doesn't happen. You have some thoughts. I mentioned this, the kind of thoughts we have. What are the thoughts we have? Wholesome thoughts, applied thought, and sustained thought. Do you remember the thoughts that we mentioned? Thought of renunciation, thought of goodwill, and thought of compassion. These are the thoughts. And just imagine when the mind is filled with the thought of letting go of things. Thought of letting go of things makes your practice very easy and comfortable, because you don't let anything, you don't let anything to grab your mind, or you don't latch onto anything. So when especially when the pleasure, sense mind becomes free from sense pleasure, at that state, whenever greed arises, it is very much like water pouring onto the duck's back, so to say. It slips away. Slips away. When that happens, you feel very comfortable and relaxed. Remember, this is the tranquility meditation. In this meditation, we want to create mental atmosphere to make the mind calm and peaceful. And so, applied thought, the letting go of thought is one, and the loving friendliness is also not a kind of attachment. We must understand loving friendliness has two enemies. One is a near enemy and the other is the far enemy. Near enemy of loving friendliness is attachment. Sometimes people think attachment is some people say, I practice loving friendliness to my wife. I practice loving friendliness to my brothers, sisters, children, husbands. You love them anyway. It is not a special loving friendliness. You are friendly with them anyway. That, in fact, is a near enemy of loving friendliness, because you cannot let go of your clinging. Loving friendliness is a very altruistic state of mind where you don't sustain, you don't nourish attachment. We learn or condition our mind to treat mentally all living beings alike without thinking of individuality. All individuals, in notion of individuality, should be forgotten, dropped, and have this friendly thought towards all living beings. Of course, far enemy of loving friendliness is hatred, anger. Near enemy is, it is called near enemy because desire will be ready to take over any time. You know, step into loving friendliness any time. And therefore, it sort of camouflages itself. So, that's the second right thought. Third is compassion. Also, compassion for all beings. These three types of thoughts takes root in our mind at the first jhanic level. Before that, we cultivate it, but it is not as strong as they are when we attain the first jhana. Sustained application of thought is the thought, the same three kinds of thought, remaining in mind, you know, more steadily. And rapture and happiness, rapture arises because of not having restlessness and worry. Happiness naturally arises because there is no hatred, anger. Now, this rapture and happiness are born because of born of seclusion. Now, when you go to the second jhana, you will see a difference between second jhana also has rapture and happiness, not born from seclusion, but born from concentration. We will see that. So, when you look at this, you will realize the attainment of the first jhana is not that difficult. Of course, it is not that easy either. But with the proper frame of mind, you can attain it. As she suggested, tonight I'm going to give you some guided sort of instructions that lead you in the direction of practicing jhana. Some people ask, how long does it take to attain first jhana? This is a question that we cannot answer. All depends on your own state of mind. I must say, how quickly you can free your mind from hindrances, how quickly you can have the quiet, peaceful state of mind. So it all depends on your own state of mind. But some people can attain it faster than others. Now, during meditation, occasionally you will have thought of generosity, letting go of things, and you feel very calm, quiet and peaceful. You may think that you have attained the first jhana. That is not enough. That is not the first jhana. Sometimes you may have a thought of friendliness. Sometimes you may have compassion during meditation. By the fact that you have compassion occasionally, friendliness occasionally, rapture occasionally, happiness occasionally, doesn't mean that you have attained the first jhana. Why is that? Because these don't have the jhanic force. Jhanic power, samadhi bala. You get the jhanic force, jhanic power, the strength, only when these five factors work together as a unit, as a team. They must work in unison at one point, one time. Only then can you have the first jhana. That means initial application of thought, sustained application of thought, joy, happiness, concentration. Concentration is not mentioned here, but it is implied. Concentration is not mentioned here, but implied because of the absence of sense pleasures. As you know, so long as we have desire, don't gain concentration, because desire is the opposite of concentration, the hindrance. By the fact that it is not present in the mind at that time, you have concentration. And therefore, these five factors: initial application of thought, sustained application of thought, joy, happiness and concentration must work together in unison at one time in order to make it a jhana. You can see that. You can see when you totally focus your mind on your own mental states without letting other thoughts other than these three types of thoughts enter the mind, then you can see these five factors working together in unison. And also don't expect not to have any feelings. You certainly have feelings. And don't expect that you will be completely lost in your attainment. You have a feeling, you have a consciousness. There are 16 mental states working at that time when you are in that jhana. You have attention, you have mindfulness, you have contact, you have feelings, you have mental perceptions of what is happening in the mind. In addition to these five, these factors are working. And therefore, some people are afraid of gaining concentration, as I mentioned the other day, because they think that they would become like a vegetable, without any thought, without any feelings, without any perception, without any attention, without any contact, and so forth. That is not true. That is a mere fear that people sometimes have with regard to jhanas. So with these things, factors, I like to proceed to the next one. And I don't expect you to attain all these jhanas tonight. But I like at least to mention these factors so that when you work on your own, you will be able to recognize. Even before we start the second jhanic formula, I also want to say a word of caution. That is, don't try to rush to go to higher jhanas. You work with one and establish your mind in that. Make it steady, firm. You know, people who people who rush to other higher levels are compared to a cow in spring, you know, after the winter when grass is dead, dry. A cow comes out in spring to see green grass everywhere. In a pasture which is hilly, valleys are there, ups and downs, streams, rocks, and so forth. She would come out and start eating this grass greedily because she has been looking forward to some green grass for a long period of time. Now she sees green grass. And she nibbled a little bit here and then, raised her head and see grass over there greener. So she goes there and eat little bit very in a hurry and then goes to the next pasture. And so forth, she goes on and on and on, nibbling little bit here and there And finally she gets lost, cannot find her way back. That happens to, Buddha said, that happens to meditators who try to attain higher jhanas after attaining the first. Before we go to the second, we got to master the first in five ways. We have to have a lot of patience to establish ourselves in the first jhana. First attainment may not last too long. You may attain it for 5 minutes. I just mentioned 5 minutes, it's not any definite period, but suppose you attain for 5 minutes. And you lose it. And then you become very nervous. You want to go to the next. But before you go to the next, you lost already the first one. Why did you lose it? Because you just attain it and have not established yourself in the first. Also, when you attain the first one, when initial thought arises, don't wish for the sustained thought to arise. When the mind is settled, after initial thought, sustained thought will be there. All we have to do is to prepare the mind that things will happen naturally. It is just like growth. We cannot accelerate our growth. Sometimes as sometimes children want to accelerate their growth. We become very new to this attainment and become very impatient to go to the next. By being impatient, you will retard your progress. So when you attain the first one, don't wish to attain the second as soon as you attain the first. So when you lose the first one, you will be back again with your object of meditation. And then, take it easy, you remember how you attained the first one. Now this is where memory comes in, this is where mindfulness comes in. Mindfully we remember the steps that we have followed. In order for us to recall, reflect upon the attainment of the first one, we remember. Then we determine to attain it, because all you have to do second time is to follow the same steps that you followed before. And then you determine to attain it, and before you attain, you determine to stay there a little longer than the first time. And then after that you will come out willingly. So you got to attain it again and again and again and again, many, 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 many times with great patience. Then it becomes very natural. So Buddha said, akicchalabhi, akasiralabhi, nikamalabhi. Akicchalabhi means you gain this level again without a struggle. Akasiralabhi means you will attain it without difficulty, without pain, without trouble. Nikamalabhi is it comes naturally, nikammaham venava. In Singlish we call nikamma labhena, means it comes naturally. Until such time, we got to master the first attainment. And therefore, don't rush. Strive only for the first one. When you attain the first one, everything else becomes easy. When you attain the first one, if your attainment is not sure, you re-attain it again. You follow the steps again. And third time, if you are not sure, try again. So you keep attaining it again and again and again. Then you will see each time you attain it, you follow the same steps. How you follow the same steps? Because you remember the step that you followed before. It is just like when you go on a road every day. After sometimes you can go on the road blindfolded because you are so used to that road. Similarly, we got to familiarize with the steps that we follow in order to make attainment easy. Now, with this, I want to show you the second jhani formula. Second jhani formula is, with the subsiding of applied thought and sustained thought, one enters and dwells in the second jhana, which has internal confidence and unification of mind, is without applied thought and sustained thought, is filled with rapture and bliss. We replace the word happiness with bliss. Born of concentration. Remember the previous one, rapture and happiness was born from seclusion. That means when you go away from hustle, bustle, busy activities, your families and so forth and so on, that is the seclusion. There are two types of seclusion. One is physical seclusion, other is mental seclusion. When you gain these two types of seclusion, that alone makes you filled with rapture and happiness for the first jhana. But for the second, this is how you can make the distinction between the first and second. Sometimes people ask us, how do I know whether I have attained the first one or the second one? As I mentioned earlier, I go back to this instruction again and again in order to make it clear in your mind. These things don't happen to you like you have a dream. When you have a dream, when you wake up, you don't know the steps that you follow. You follow to have the dream. Dream just occurred. This attainment is not like that. It happens with your awareness, with your understanding, with your memory, with your effort. It happens. And therefore, you will be able to make the distinction between the first one and the second one. First one, with the subsiding of applied thought and sustained thought, that means when you keep attaining the first one again and again and again, what happens? Your mind gets tired of this so-called beautiful, wholesome thoughts. What are the wholesome thoughts you have? thought of generosity, I mean thought of renunciation, thought of friendliness, thought of compassion. Although they are at the beginning wonderful, very wholesome altruistic thought, but you know, even there, this law of marginal utility, law of marginal return applies. When you do something again and again and again, you get tired of it. At the beginning it is wonderful. So mind gets tired of it. Eating the same thing, going through the same experience, again and again and again and again. Then what happens? When the mind is tired of that particular thing, mind tends not to pay attention to it. That always happens. When something happens again and again and again, we don't care for that afterwards. Until such time, these thoughts will stay in your mind. Mind must get tired of this thought. You cannot deliberately force them out of your mind. Why mind get tired of them? So long as these are called vachi sankhara, vitakka vichara, initial application of thought or sustained application of thought are called vachi sankhara. Initial application of thought, sustained application of thought are word conditioner, verbal conditioner. These are the thoughts that create words in our mind. They are thoughts, and yet these thoughts become words, and there will be inner whispering, inner talk, quiet inner talk. So long as we have them, mind is not totally quiet. And this jhana therefore is called jhana ariyo tunhi bhavo. Jhana ariyo tunhi bhavo. This is the jhana where noble silence occurs. No, normally people, when you go for retreat, people say, we observe noble silence. That is not a noble silence. Real noble silence happened when we attain the second jhana, where initial application of thought, sustained application of thought stops. That means verbal conditioner or word conditioner stops. Why? Mind gets tired of this wholesome thought haunting the mind. Thoughts are wholesome. We like them. And yet, they don't let the mind become quiet. We need quietness. As we go higher and higher in our meditation, we want to make ourselves quieter and quieter and quieter. And therefore, mind likes to be very quiet. At that time, even these wholesome thoughts at the beginning, we deliberately cultivated, and those thoughts that we deliberately cultivated become a nuisance, and mind gets tired, and then mind does not pay attention to them. When mind does not pay attention to them, then they subside from the mind. That is how subsiding applied thought and sustained thought, they subside by themselves. We don't do anything deliberately. Mind does it. Mind becomes less interested or no interest in it. They subside. Then, what happens? Sometimes people say, when you attain the first jhana, you have to come out of it. That is how commentaries explain. You attain the first jhana and master it, attain it, attain and attain and attain and attain. Then, when you want to attain the second jhana, you come out of it. And then, go. It doesn't happen that way. It is very much like when you climb steps, you climb first step. When you want to climb the second step, do you come out of the first step? Go back? No. When you are in the first step, when the feet are settled on the first step, then you lift one foot and put on the second step and let the other foot. Similarly, as you have attained the first jhana many, 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 many thousands of times, mind becomes ready to attain the second jhana. Then one moment, when you are in the first jhana, mind has lost interest in initial thought and sustained thought. It has been losing interest in it. Every time you attain the first jhana, mind becomes less and less interested in the initial thought and sustained thought every time. And finally, one day, mind say goodbye to initial thought and sustained thought. At that moment, mind glides into the second jhana. It is gliding naturally, because when the mind is ready, nobody on earth can stop it. And Buddha said that. Buddha said, when you attain the first jhana, you don't have to wish to attain the second. Why? You don't have to pray, you don't have to wish, you don't have to think of attaining the second jhana. Why? When the mind is ready, you cannot stop, but mind proceeds to the second. So, you proceed, mind glides to the second jhana. At that time, you lose initial thought and sustained thought. And then, which has internal confidence, that is another thing. Internal confidence is what is called faith. It is called sampasadana in Pali, chetaso sampasadana. I deliberately stopped using Pali to save time. Otherwise, these things we say in Pali, the whole formula. Confidence arises because of attainment of the first jhana and repeat attaining it again and again and again and again. You really begin to feel something really has happened to you. That builds up your confidence. Especially when you see the result. Confidence arises not from just mere faith. Faith is one thing, confidence is another. Confidence arises when you saw the result. You accept it arises naturally. So you attain the first jhana so many times, that gives you confidence. Second, when you attain the first jhana so many times, you don't have to worry, you don't have to doubt about it. You know from your own experience. The third, because of the development, disappearance of initial thought and sustained thought, you see the progress. Not only you have already attained something, but also you see what is happening in future. This also gives you confidence. And unification of mind. Mind Of course, even the first jhana, there is unification. But first jhana's unification is not mentioned specifically because of the presence of initial thought and sustained thought. The unification was very sort of a leery, not very strong. Now, when the sustained thought and application thought are gone, unification of mind becomes strong. That is why it is specifically mentioned in the second jhana. In fact, unification of mind is the definition of jhana, definition of concentration. That is called kusala chittasya ekagata. Concentrated mind, unification of wholesome mind is called concentration. Then, without applied thought and sustained thought, this is the reason why we have unification of mind, without applied thought and sustained thought. And then, filled with rapture and happiness, born of that concentration. In the first jhana, rapture and happiness was born because of your being secluded from sense pleasures. In the second jhana, you have concentration because of the absence of initial thought and sustained thought. I think this may be enough for tonight. We have to spend some time in doing little meditation on jhana. Perhaps we should sit little longer to see the see at least some glimpse of what jhana is. And therefore, I like you to have a short break, not like yesterday. Have about 5 minutes break. Don't go away. Have 5 minutes break. Stand up, stretch yourself, and relax, and then sit down. Okay? At this time, let us begin our practice with metta, loving friendliness meditation, to calm our mind, relax the mind, and make our practice go smoothly. Perhaps some of you may remember the easiest or simplest loving friendliness meditation formula that we recite. If you remember, you may join me in reciting. If not, just listen to these words that I recite. May we be well, happy and peaceful. May no harm come to us. May no difficulties come to us. May no problems come to us. May we always meet with success. May we also have patience, courage, understanding and determination to meet and overcome inevitable difficulties, problems and failures in life. May our parents be well, happy and peaceful. May no harm come to them. May no difficulties come to them. May no problems come to them. May they always meet with success.
May they also have patience, courage, understanding and determination to meet and overcome inevitable difficulties, problems and failures in life. May our teachers be well, happy and peaceful. May no harm come to them. May no difficulties come to them. May no problems come to them. May they always meet with success. May they also have patience, courage, understanding and determination to meet and overcome inevitable difficulties, problems and failures in life. May our relatives be well, happy and peaceful. May no harm come to them. May no difficulties come to them. May no problems come to them. May they always meet with success. May they also have patience, courage, understanding and determination to meet and overcome inevitable difficulties, problems and failures in life. May our friends be well, happy and peaceful. May no harm come to them. May no difficulties come to them. May no problems come to them. May they always meet with success. May they also have patience, courage, understanding and determination to meet and overcome inevitable difficulties, problems and failures in life. May all indifferent persons be well, happy and peaceful. May no harm come to them. May no difficulties come to them. May no problems come to them. May they always meet with success. May they also have patience, courage, understanding and determination to meet and overcome inevitable difficulties, problems and failures in life. May all unfriendly persons be well, happy and peaceful. May no harm come to them. May no difficulties come to them. May no problems come to them. May they always meet with success. May they also have patience, courage, understanding and determination to meet and overcome inevitable difficulties, problems and failures in life. May all living beings be well, happy and peaceful. May no harm come to them. May no difficulties come to them. May no problems come to them. May they always meet with success. May they also have patience, courage, understanding and determination to meet and overcome inevitable difficulties, problems and failures in life. With these beautiful thoughts, let us begin with our formal practice. We want to gain concentration. Concentration is the culmination of the practice of jhana meditation. For that we need only one object, and we pay total, mindful, undivided attention exclusively on that object. That is our breathing. For focus the mind on the tip of your nose or nostrils, rims of your nostrils, and try to stay with that sensation of the breath. Breathe slowly, without trying to manipulate breath or hold breath. Don't look at anything of the breath. Just feel the feeling or the sensation of the touch of breath at the tip of your nose or the rims of your nostrils, and slowly breathe in and breathe out. As you keep focusing mind on the breath, if any hindrance arises, try to overcome that. When you try to overcome your hindrances, any hindrance, particularly sleepiness, drowsiness, restlessness, worry, anger, greed, and doubt, when you try to overcome them, don't go after them. Try not to pay attention to them, but stay with the breath. And breathe slowly. Don't think of anything that you have done before you came, nor should you think of anything that you are going to do after meditation. And try to free the mind from all kind of pleasurable thoughts or unpleasurable thoughts. And let go of any kind of desire that arises in your mind. You can let go of them by not paying attention to them. This is the moment you want to free the mind from all the disturbances that are caused by thoughts, and that letting go of any thought is your thought of what we call renunciation. We deliberately renounce these thoughts. And we start with living friendly thoughts. Keep cultivating friendly feelings, not the thought, friendly feeling towards you and towards everybody around you. And keep relaxing the body relax in the mind. Every moment you relax your body, relax your mind, there arises a moment of peace, and simply feel the peaceful feeling. And that relaxed feeling, focusing mind on your breath, feel the relaxation, feel the friendliness. And let go of thoughts. When you focus the mind on the breath exclusively, breath becomes subtler and subtler and subtler. And try to feel that subtle breath, calm, soothing, comforting, cool, relaxed breath, which makes the body calm and peaceful. And let the mind join the breath, and let the mind become very much like the breath without thoughts. Don't think of the breath, but the feel, the touch of breath at the tip of your nose or nostrils. As breath relaxes and becomes subtle, stay with that and try not to fall asleep. You may afterward notice breath becoming subtler and subtler and subtler until you may not feel the breath. When you do not feel the breath, since you have been paying attention to the tip of the nose or nostrils and became aware of that sensation, mind slowly registers this sensation in the mind. And it becomes your memory of breath. Instead of breath, you remember the point where the breath touched. And that memory becomes your next object of focus. First you begin to focus the mind on the breath externally at the tip of your nostrils or nose or rims of your nostrils. When the breath becomes subtler and subtler and you lose the feeling, sensation of the breath, of the touch, the mind takes over from there and remembers the point where the breath touched. that memory becomes your object of focus afterward. And keep focusing mind on that memory. When you focus mind on that memory and it becomes also very clear, until you reach a moment where you may experience a spark of very bright light, that spark of bright light is an indication or the sign of your concentration. And that is where the entire strength of the force of the mind would focus. And mind gathers its power, its force, its energy around that little, tiny little spark of light. That is so pleasant, so strong, that it sometimes makes your body, even the body and the mind, so relaxed, so peaceful, calm. That is the moment you experience true joy and happiness, to make you more relaxed, more calm, serene, comfortable the next moment, instead of the spark you will have concentration. But don't force any of these things, and let them grow, develop naturally. All you have to do deliberately is to keep the mind free from thoughts, letting go of greed. Relax the body and mind with friendly feelings and the feeling of compassion. And they all become united with that united, concentrated mind. Bringing you real joy and happiness. This happiness is not excitement, but very peaceful, calm, relaxed state of mind. that makes the concentration possible leading up to that moment of spark of light and true concentration of the mind. You can see the purity and clarity of your mind without any psychic irritant, with that clear, pure, concentrated state, free from psychic irritants. Don't slouch, keep the body straight, and relax, so you gain concentration better and faster. Stay with paying attention to the sensation of the touch of breath at the rims of your nostrils, and relax. Guard the mind against thoughts. Don't entertain any invading thoughts. Repel them. Let go of them. And breathe slowly. Experiencing the calmness doer of works. Joy naturally arises when you feel the mind is free from hindrances. Joy naturally arises. When you know the irritations are subsided, joy arises. Therefore, the first thing you should do, let go of irritations. Any slight degree of hindrance, let go of that. Don't entertain any thought. Any thought of greed, any thought of clinging, craving, in the absence of them, joy arises. Really grows by degrees. Leading up to happiness. Which gathers the force of the mind. Around the memory of breath. The next moment, the spark of light, and then concentration.